This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour. Tis Thursday morning for most of you, early morning maybe for some, what they call morning drive for others, late mornings. All of us are here collectively to figure out what the heck is going on today on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Kara Schillen, Victoria, is on vacation this week. So we have America's first news, Jennifer. It is your job to bring us the first story that is first, fast, and factual.
Well, it's been a minute, so we should talk about Jussie Smollett, right?
That
seems to
yes.
be what everybody's doing these days.
Of course, yes.
The Empire actor who said he was attacked for homophobic, racist, and political reasons in Chicago back in January. This week, he was let off the hook on 16 counts. These were felonies in Chicago. Yeah, and all of a sudden it went from having the police and the state attorney's office laying out the case against Jussie Smollett to now him being released and the court basically, or the state attorney saying that his 2 days of community service were enough to pay his debt to society. The police, the mayor, and most of America are pretty outraged because this looked like a kind of an open and shut case against Jussie Smollett. Well, now the FBI has come out and said that they're actually investigating the investigators in this case. So the FBI is going to be investigating not Jussie Smollett, but Kim Fox in the state attorney's office, who may have made some sort of deal.
Fresh off the Mueller investigation. They haven't got anything
to
do, so
well,
send them to Chicago.
They're looking in Chicago, and that's because of the stories that have come out and some released text messages between Kim Fox, who's a state attorney, and a woman named Tina Chen. Tina Chen used to be the chief of staff for Michelle Obama. She's very well politically connected, and she knows the Smollett family. She reached out to Kim Fox about 3 days after the attack and said that they were not happy with this investigation, and they wanted to move it over, get it out of Chicago hands and into the hands of the FBI. She was trying to coerce her into giving them, I guess, a break from the normal
procedure. Why would she have any sway in this at all, just because she was Michelle Obama's chief of staff?
Well, because she knew she was friends with Kim Fox. It's just, I'm just saying she's politically connected. I'm not trying to implicate
the
Obamas
in
any.
If you and I picked up the phone and called, you think they'd respond to us the same way they did to this woman?
That's
Hello.
The point, is that she's politically connected. And she also was very involved, I think, with Kim Fox's reelection campaign. Kim Fox is, had received a lot of money from George Soros. Kim Fox had the backing. I guess Kamala Harris helped her out a lot. Kamala Harris was also a friend of Jussie Smollett. So she's just connected. And
how did she get to be friends with Jussie before? I would like.
I have no idea. The Obamas were. I took pictures with him. I don't know. Maybe at events or. I mean, he's an activist, so there's. It's possible that he would run across people.
Yeah.
In any case, the FBI is now wondering whether or not he used his wealth and power and celebrity to get himself out of trouble. Now, he won't be able to be recharged if the FBI does say that there was wrongdoing, but certainly the state attorney would be looked at as to why she made this deal. So now she is under investigation.
But
he's also eligible for federal charges because he used text messages and the mail to send threatening letters allegedly to himself. And if that's the case, then he could be on the line for federal charges.
See, what I don't get about this guy is not a star. He's a mid-level functional actor who has a decent role in a fairly popular television program. So how much of this is, nobody wants to ask this question, but how much of this is because he's black? That was the whole, the reason for the upset in the first place, because supposedly he was being targeted by some whites in some racist scam, right? Wasn't that part of this thing?
Yes.
At the beginning?
Trump supporters wearing MAGA hats, right?
Yeah. So I'm getting a little suspicious of all of this stuff. And now that you tell us that this woman who was Michelle Obama's chief of staff stuck her nose into it for a reason that doesn't seem to be very clear, I'm wondering whether there are some other things that are, there's something else going on here, obviously. That's
yeah.
not a very,
I mean, it's, well, they filed a document. Yeah. It's also, but I don't know, the whole thing is obviously a lot of people in Chicago are black. The head of the police is black, who yep. obviously is very, very unhappy about this. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how much race plays into it. I'm sure it's related somehow, but whether that was their motivation, I don't know.
He's nominated for an NAACP award this weekend, and there are many people that are black that are saying, no, that he was nominated before this, and there are many for Best Supporting Actor. There are many people who are now calling for them to take away his nomination.
How has that not been revoked? I don't think that, I don't understand how the NAACP can stand behind you when you've basically thrown your entire race and gay people under the bus to try and, I don't know, make a bigger name for yourself.
Oh, is he gay too? Is Smollett gay? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, what did you think the homophobic remarks were?
I don't know. You know me. I don't, my gaydar is, I leave it
alone. You don't have to have a gaydar. Read the story.
But speaking of the story, Sean Hannity had the president on his program for 45 minutes. To discuss what? What sort of things? This has become not news anymore because there's obviously a friendship between the two of them, developed sort of out of convenience. The two of them are New Yorkers, and it's worked well for Sean to give, because Sean has a lot of common sense. Sean has a head straight on his shoulders, not twisted, turned, in my estimation anyway. Whether you agree or disagree with the stuff he does on radio or TV, he's a pretty smart guy. He's got a lot of common sense, which I'm not sure Donald Trump has. I think Donald Trump is street smart. I'm not sure how much he has in the common sense department. He's gotten, you know, he didn't get to where he is, not only as president, but being worth $3 billion and having a large empire with gold nameplates on all of his stuff. you were talking about that the other day on your local program, and I got a kick out of it, because your partner on the local L.A. station, Brian Whitman, took a shot at Trump for having his name in gold. And your response, what do you want to tell people? You're smart.
I think I said something like, well, I love that. I think a lot of people have their name on their house, because he said, well, Trump, why does he have to put it? I said, he was going after Trump for putting his name on gold on the building. I said, well, he owns them. He can do what he wants. He said, well, do you put your name on things you own? And I said, yeah, it says, welcome to the Horn House. I think a lot of people do that. I don't think that's weird.
Anyway, so there's nothing new here. So Hannity.
Well, there is something new, actually. There is something new.
Oh, okay. I missed something.
Because a lot of people were saying if Trump has all this evidence that he was spied on or that the DOJ was corrupted under President Obama, he should release that evidence, right? We were all talking about transparency. And so he said that he was told by his legal team not to release that evidence during the investigation because it could be seen as obstruction of justice. And he said that once the Mueller report is out, that he will release those documents about the FISA warrants and about all the 302 documents that were used to start this whole investigation. So it should be interesting to see if indeed there is something to this.
Stop
this.
Well, stop it.
It can't stop because if the Department of Justice is corrupted, which it looked like it had been, the FBI was corrupted at the highest levels, not the rank-and-file investigators. You need to know that because we need to have one set of rules for everybody, and that's just that's the only way you keep this country going is if people respect the law.
All right, now that this thing continues to play on, the Democrats want to get 10 years of Trump's financial records for what how many times they investigate this guy and put him through the ringer for their own political purposes at the expense of the American taxpayer and at the expense of running a country in some organized fashion. There's not stuff gets put aside. This guy's investigating that guy, and we got another investigation.
That's
the guy is investigating.
Adam Schiff is my congressional representative. And so my question to Adam Schiff is, what in the heck have you done for California? What in the heck have you done for my district in your time in Washington, D.C.? Clearly, I don't see anything, and you're spending all of your time going after President Trump. So can you multitask? Can you do two things at once? Because I think your first job is to serve your constituents, and I don't know that some of these guys that are just so wrapped around investigations all the time are actually able to do that.
Annoying. All right, in a moment, Jennifer is going to discuss how chemicals in your house may promote fat cell development in your body. That's coming up here. First, I want to help you with your smile. How are you doing in the smile department today? Looked in the mirror, brushed your teeth. Are you buying toothpaste that has that stuff in it that's supposed to whiten your enamel? Hey, listen, boys and girls, let me tell you, you do that and you'll ruin the enamel on your teeth. The way to get rid of the stains and not ruin the enamel on your teeth is to use power swabs. Power swabs, swabs developed by a dentist named Martin Ginniger. He used it on his patients, then he sold it to his friends, the dentists, and now he's making it available for you. Power swabs will remove all your stains on all your teeth, and it'll do it in a progressive way. So you keep doing it every 5-6 days. You're going to put the little swab on your teeth, and you'll see the stain, you'll see the changes, the degree of whiteness improves with each usage. Power swabs works so well, it's guaranteed or your money back. So you want to swab and smile. That's it. Sounds like an old pirate's trick. Swab and smile. Get rid of the coffee stains, tea, smoking stains, that kind of stuff. Call for power swabs, 800-208-1797. Do it now. It's cool stuff, 800-208-1797. Tell them you heard about it on the DJV program. They'll sell it to you at 50%, 50% of the regular retail price. Power swabs, whiten your teeth the safe way, 800-208-1797.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi, the update on chemicals that are around your house and the dust that they promote. So what am I breathing, Jennifer? And that can promote fat cell development. Wow.
Here's what's annoying. We've all started taking our Calitrin. We all are trying to exercise and eat better. Right. And it could, and maybe the scale's not moving. And here's why. Apparently, your household could be working against your slim figure. There's a new study done by Duke University that suggests you may want to clean your house in addition to watching what you eat. The study says that hormone-disrupting chemicals that are found in household dust might promote the growth of fat cells, and this is especially true in children. So if your son or daughter is trying to lose a little bit of weight, you don't want to have to push an unhealthy way of thinking. Start getting out that broom and that pledge, because you can clean your house, and apparently that's going to create a healthier environment. Researchers found that common household dust contains chemicals from household products like laundry detergent, cleaners, paints, and cosmetics. Those chemicals have been linked to accelerated growth of fat cells, which contributes to obesity. 2/3 of the dust were able to promote fat cell development in someone's house. How about that? I would have never even thought about that.
Me either, no, but here's the issue. Is you think cleaning the house will help, but the chemicals are found in household cleaners.
In the products.
So it's in the dust, it's in the cleaners, basically you're screwed either
way. You're dead.
There's
you're
a lot
finished.
Of people that use like
it's
vinegar
over.
And water to clean the house, that, you know, using natural cleaning products,
yep.
I guess.
Vinegar, lemon juice. That kind of stuff, yeah. Not put the pledge away or throw it away or do something, but don't breathe that crapola. Good job, Jen. Jen, 21 after on the DJV show.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You can send your comments to DougAtDougStephan.com or Twitter at DougStephan with regard to the song choices for Throwback Thursday. Here we go. Great time musically. We revert to one of those thrilling days of yesteryear. Top five songs. In fact, this week in 1967 on the throwback portion, Johnny Rivers, real name Johnny Vervecchio, had a big hit song called Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. Baby, got to have all your lovin'. That's a great song. I get goosebumps. Now listen, we had some great, great hits in the 60s, through the decade of the 60s and the early 70s. So Johnny Rivers was number five. Number four belonged to the Brits, Herman Hoyman and his Hoybits.
All over the world.
Kind of a hush all over the world.
All right. Over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love.
Peter Noon is the lead singer. Annoying as hell in person, but good as the lead singer of the Hermits. Number four, this is kind of high.
There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight. So
number three, among the Beatles.
Any lady is in my ears and in my eyes.
And a great song came out of the Apple Studios. Da 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 da. Great stories. These guys told such great stories. Didn't they? Listen to this. What do you think his fire engine was? ding, ding, ding! All right, 26 after the hour. It's Throwback Thursday on the DJV program. Doug, you're having some fun with some of the big songs from the year 1967 this time. Number two, big song. I think this was their biggest song. Mamas and Papas are dedicated to the one I love. This is dedicated. So, this is you enjoy the music until you get into your mind a picture of the father having sex with his daughter.
Oh,
and then you kind of lose your excitement.
I didn't keep that in my mind. Do you think this is bigger than California Dreamin' and Monday Monday? I've never heard this song before.
Haven't you? Oh, that's a big song.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
Definitely doesn't feel like the biggest one.
But every time I hadn't thought about it, and then when I started listening to it, I think about him, and then I think what a disgusting pig he is, and what he did with Michelle's life, and I just want to send it away. So let's send it away and get to the number one song. The Turtles spent 7 weeks at number one with a fabulous song. We should use it as a theme for this program, Kara. Happy Together. How can you be anything other than happy listening to this?
You and me. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
How many people you know who have wanted to sing this? Can't see me loving nobody but you. For all my life. Who do we have in our lives that make us feel this way? I hope everybody listening has got one person in their lives, not a family member, that make you feel as these guys described in the song. So, number one this week in 1967, Happy Together by the Turtles. Number two, dedicated to the one I love, Mamas and Papas, Penny Lane, the Beatles. Number three, Kind of a Hush, Herman's 4, and Johnny Rivers, Baby, I Need Your Love. And those are the top five songs this week in 1967.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at toploss.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Your promotion to CIO, Chief Ink Officer.
Because this week at Staples, when you buy one ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer, you get a second 30% off.
With savings that big, you'll be the director of deals, the president of printing.
Buy one HP OfficeJet Pro ink cartridge and get a second 30% off at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 3/30/19. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/HPBOGO for details.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump continues to celebrate what he sees as vindication after Special Counsel Mueller's investigation did not find evidence of collusion between his campaign and Russia. President Trump saying in an interview last night, he knows who's to blame for the entire ordeal he's gone through.
How did it start? You had dirty cops, you had people that are bad FBI
folks, I know so many, they're incredible people, but at the top, they were not clean, to put it mildly, and what they did to our country was a terrible, terrible thing.
The president speaking there to Hannity on Fox News. The Mueller report did not conclude one way or another if the president obstructed justice. The Democratic head of the House Judiciary Committee says Attorney General William Barr has agreed to testify about the Mueller report, but Chairman Jerry Nadler doesn't say when Barr will go before the panel. And this is USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
From all my singing. Bring that back, Kara, right? Bring it back. Actually, what we have brought back, I was about to say, what we have brought back, the opening day, Major League Baseball. And you know where you feel it more than anything else? This is one of the, take a deep breath when I say this, because it's exciting. Major League Baseball on the radio. What better way? There's something about radio and baseball, much different than basketball games on the air or football games. Yeah. But baseball games on the air. Do you know what I'm saying, Kara? You know what I mean?
I mean, I listen to baseball games on the air sometimes, and it's pretty interesting.
But isn't there an excitement to it that there's a fevered pitch that happens? I don't mean that in a pun. You know, there's
the only reason I like it to a certain extent is because I can listen to it while doing other stuff. My dad's the kind of guy who will just sit down and watch any sport event. He doesn't have an allegiance to any team, but he'll just sit and watch a game for 4 hours, and I'm not really interested in sitting and watching a baseball game for 3 or 4 hours, so it's nice.
Well, that's why the radio, you've hit the nail on the head. That's why the radio is so good. When the umpire yells, play ball, the listeners that go to the radio stations that have game day broadcast, there's something about it that's just very, very cool. And it's good for the radio. People love to listen to it on the radio. And some of the stations have been carrying those games for years and years and years. It's very cool. So let's enjoy it. Enjoy it while we can. Not a bad thing. There is a bit of talk about Monica Lewinsky this week, who has weighed in. I found this rather interesting, and I don't know why somebody asked her, but somebody did. So I figure it's worth a moment of our time to reflect on what she said about the Robert Mueller report. She used three words. And
one of them you can't say.
So it's two words. Yeah. There's, she was involved in the whole business in 98 with the cover-up, the Star report, what happened when Bill Clinton was president and the stuff that affected her life and, you know, the whole business.
No one asked her directly, but someone had tweeted, imagine if the Star report had been provided only to President Clinton's attorney general, who then read it privately and published a four-page letter based on her private reading. And Monica Lewinsky was like, if only.
Blanking
with
only.
With something else in the middle. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with her. If it had been private, then her whole life would be different. I mean, she would have a life other than that. But now when you hear Monica Lewinsky, there's one thing you think of. And
I like her. I've always liked her.
I think she's probably a nice person who could have had an interesting career, and now her entire life is based around that.
Yeah. I just like her. Her whole presentation, her whole way of being, I just like her. So, anyway, next item, let's get out of this country for a while. Let's get our head out of this country and talk about what's going on. There's the universal focus on Venezuela and what's going on there. I think Monday or Tuesday we talked about the blackout there. Well, the numbers are in. 91% of Venezuelans don't have internet connection. The blackout has been going on and off, off and on all week. The service was gradually being restored. And then one of the non-governmental organizations there that monitor the internet calculated that 91% of the country lost connection. You think this is just a fluke? Or is it because people are trying to undermine the regime of Nicolas Maduro, who really isn't the real leader anyway? They've insisted the problems were sabotage. I'm thinking they're doing the sabotage themselves. Frankly, and the real problem isn't so much the average person, but imagine all the people in hospitals and there's no electricity there, and the supermarkets where all the foods are perishing, and you can't get water pumped up to your apartment or your home or whatever your business. So that's the real stuff. I don't know. I'm sort of surprised somebody hasn't bumped this guy off yet, frankly, as there's not much there that seems very desirable about his staying in power. Also traveling around the world, I talked about this, and I kind of wanted to give you a little more information, because somebody sent me after I talked about it a bit, somebody wanted to know more about this family in Germany The company, you know, owns a controlling interest, I told you, in Krispy Kreme and Panera Bread and Keurig, you know, that bunch. And so they have given $11 million through a holding company that has been working with information that has been recently uncovered saying Russian civilians and French POWs were used as forced laborers. And because this family that owns this company was connected to one of the leaders of the Nazi Third Reich, they felt like they needed to do something to help out these families, and that's what they really have done. They set aside $11 million. Is it mostly for education, though, I think? Isn't it for the younger generations to put them through school from these families, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I haven't actually seen what charity they're giving it to. But the cool thing to me is that, you know, that's a terrible thing to have on your record and to look back and see that that's what your family was involved in. But the cool thing is, I mean, they hired a historian to look more into the details when they got kind of a waft of this
to figure
might
it out.
Be their history.
Yep.
And he figured it out, and they made the decision on their own. I saw a lot of people on social media kind of ripping them apart, saying, like, oh, I don't want to go to Panera Bread, or I don't want to go anywhere that's associated with the Nazi Party. And, you know, okay, I get that you don't want to be associated with Nazis, but this family has gone out of their way to give money to people because their family was involved in something so horrible. So I have to respect them for, I guess, making the initial step to do that.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of Keurig, the Keurig folks and Anheuser-Busch have announced the launch of a new product that aims to make hosting parties a bit easier. Those of you who like to have a party and don't want a professional bartender like Kara to come to your house, it's called the DrinkWorks Home Bar. Takes the idea of Keurig and the coffee pod machine and applies it to making cocktails. How would this work? I guess you can use your imagination to figure out how it would work. It's very similar to a Keurig, except instead of a warm cup of coffee, you get a mixed drink out of it. So this would put you out of business, it sounds like, Kara, or bartenders that go to special events.
Yeah, it's a little pricey, though, because you can pre-order it.
So $299.
Basically, they come in these little pods, and I guess it's all the different recipes for the drinks. But, yeah, it's $299, but that's on sale. Normally, the price is $400. So you get that, and then you still have to pay $4 for each individual pod. So, you know, people can decide if they want to spend $400 from some pre-made
drinks. Or hire you to come to their house and mix the drinks. Woo-hoo! All right, let's get to this new promotion we started this week to benefit farms, whether it's the Eastley Farm Educational Foundation that surveys my farm. This is a great way to clean up your driveway. If you've got a lot of old stuff around needs repairing, you can donate your car or whatever it is, your boat, your trailer, anything like that, to the Eastley Farm Educational Foundation. Eastley is one of those places, a family farm. It is one of my dreams in life to save it. And so we put together this charity that will help you and me to preserve the farm even longer. It's very easy to get to. If you dial 888-342-GIVE or you go to djvshow.com, look for the Donate Your Car button. As I said, you can give away trucks, motorcycles, boats, trailers, whatever it is that doesn't work for a tax-deductible contribution. So let's do some good, please, all the way around. Help protect and preserve this kind of American agriculture. Call toll-free 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or go online to thedjvshow.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. Let's welcome Sophie Donaldson to our program because spring is here and the grass is riz and all that good stuff. As I was looking outside my home, Sophie, and you see all those little buds, the tulips and the daffodils and all those things starting to come up, and you really do get exciting. So what can we do to increase, if you will, the excitement quotient? Joining us today, home design editor Sophie Donaldson with a scoop on the hottest appliances that can help you if you're dealing with what's inside. We all know outside is going to change because that's Mother Nature's thing. But if your house needs a facelift, what can we do, Sophie, inside?
I know. It's not going to do it on its own. That's for sure, right?
No, that's for sure, right.
So I think starting in the kitchen is a great place because, you know, that's where you're going to get a lot for your money and just a lot of enjoyment. And one of my favorite places to start is new countertops. It makes just a huge impact with, quite frankly, not a lot of work. And so a product that we're excited about is Silestone by Cosentino. This is a quartz product, and it's basically, it's nick-proof. It doesn't stain. It's heat-proof. I mean, this is exactly what you want for something that's durable, but also super beautiful. So they've just introduced a couple new colors as part of their Loft series, and that's where you're going to get kind of a cool urban industrial edge to it. But this is also a company that we go to for their kind of best-selling, beautiful, natural stone-looking product, which is called Eternal Calicata Gold. And this is just something that we see in beautiful homes across America because it just works. It has a really kind of like classic appeal to it.
All right, so I want to dig into Sophie Donaldson a little bit. And I know you're good because of what you do as editor-in-chief of House Beautiful. You do wonderful word pictures. So just for the heck of it, to give us an idea, help us get into your kitchen. Let's put our imagination to work. Help us understand or describe for us, if you will, your kitchen and what goes on there, what you did from all these various brands you're talking about to enhance your kitchen.
Sure. So I actually do have this product in my own home because I cook a lot and have two little kids who have a penchant for food coloring. We were just doing egg dyeing the other day. I mean, when was egg dyeing a good idea? What a nightmare. I have really durable, beautiful Silestone countertops, but it's a small kitchen. It's a galley kitchen. You know, I live in New York City. And so that was really important to me. And actually, you know, these Cosentino Silestone surfaces are available at Home Depot, which is actually where I did my own kitchen cabinetry, was there because it's in the neighborhood and it made sense. And so, yes, my kitchen gets a lot of wear and tear, and there are, yes, probably other beautiful parts to my home, but the kitchen's where we live, right?
Yeah, it really is. I'm thinking of the kitchen, and I don't know if you know the TV show Madam Secretary, but the kitchen, I look at that kitchen and how sort of small it is, Washington apartment, life, envisioning what you just said about New York apartment, and thinking not only about the things you use, but how you install. How much of this stuff can you do on your own, or do you have to hire a pro?
I mean, I believe in pros, I'll say that, and there's obviously varying ways to go about it, but there's really never been a better time. I mean, I think somewhere like Home Depot is like they have a really nice sort of end-to-end system for getting a product like this in your home, and of course, if you have your own contractor, somebody that you love, but I think in terms of surfaces, when you're dealing with that kind of precision cutting, I mean, this is not something you want to get wrong, I'm always in favor of a pro, and I think, you know, DIY is really cool, and if you are super passionate about that, by all means, do the research. But for me, and as a kitchen lover, like I want to get to the good stuff, which is cooking and hosting, and that right, like your friend making drinks, right? Having people over. So, maybe I'll consider that Keurig. You never know.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's all about ideas. And if we don't explore some of these on the air, we don't tell stories about them, people go off onto their own, and they don't really have a frame of reference. And it's always good to hear from somebody that knows what he or she is doing. In your case, you've been around this field for a long, long time. People respect you. And so that's why the ideas have a little more merit, perhaps, than what I might say, because I don't know from nothing about this stuff. But you've helped me to learn, so that's great. Sophie, thank you. Sophie Donaldson here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sick today. You may have heard him yesterday. He was pretty sick yesterday, so he's got that bugabunga that is going around. So we wish him well. Hope he's back on tomorrow or soon anyway. Meanwhile, we still have the obligation to you to bring you up to date on some of the movie news. So, Chris Evans, what's the name of his character?
And he's Captain America.
Isn't he? Right. Yeah. Okay. He also happens to hail from Framingham. Grew up in Framingham, then moved to the next town over, Sudbury. A lot of people are happy. He's a New England sports fan. But he said he doesn't like Tom Brady anymore because Brady is friends with Trump. And Evans says, anybody who's a friend of Trump's is not a friend of mine. See, this is where politics gets into a murky situation. I don't mean to take up a lot of time here with it, but you're selling stuff. You're selling yourself, selling your product. So the less they know about you and your personal life, in my estimation, is better. We all know that Arnold Schwarzenegger kind of was a Republican, but you could tell he would be happy to tell you which Republicans he liked and which ones he didn't. Whereas his wife, Maria Shriver, was a Kennedy, and you always knew where she was coming from. That's kind of different than there's an expectation with Schwarzenegger, maybe because of his wife. But with Chris Evans, nobody knows, for example, he comes from the same hometown that I do. He grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts, moved to Sudbury, went to acting school, and the rest is history, as they say. But you understand, because he's a Bay Stater, that he loved the Patriots, loved Tom Brady. He and Brady have been kind of friends. But I mean, there's nothing new here to this. Brady and Trump have been friends for quite a long time. I think that's been pretty obvious, Carrie, hasn't it? That Brady supported Trump in the last election and yada yada. But now all of a sudden, Chris Evans has realized, for some strange reason.
I never knew if they were actually friends, Tom Brady and Trump, or if they were just friendly. But
I think is better. Yeah,
I don't know. It's tough because we're living in a world now where everyone wants to know every single detail possible about celebrities, and they love diving into every single possible thing that they could know. And so I don't know if it was the case in interviews before, but it's like everyone asks all of these super invasive questions, and they want to know everybody's opinion. And so I don't know what you do in that situation if you want to give a good interview, if you just give kind of blasé answers to everything, or if you're supposed to say how you really feel, because it's kind of hard.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what your lot in life is, what you're selling. You're selling yourself and movies and stuff. Maybe it's better to keep that stuff. That's the way I look at it. I don't care. It isn't going to keep me from seeing one of his movies if I'm interested in it, and I like him because he's a local guy, but I don't care about his politics. But there are people who do. Like Ed McMahon used to say to me, you don't know what my politics are. I don't want people to know what my politics are because I want everybody to buy Alpo.
Well, I don't personally understand how you can participate in the world if your politics determine what you can and can't do. Yeah. Because if that determines it, you can't see half the movies that are out. You can't go to the half of the stores or restaurants that are around. I feel like it's just, I don't know. It's your loss if your politics determine what you can and can't do in the world.
Yeah, but that's the way some people are, Kara, as you well know. In a moment, would you give a job in a movie to Jussie Smollett? Next here on Movie News.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
All right, so the question has come up. What's Jussie Smollett? Why does he spell his name J-U instead of J?
I imagine he was born with that name and probably doesn't have a choice in it.
Okay. Jussie versus Jesse. Anyway, the story is pretty much in everybody's head. The guy in Chicago on Empire, he's done the fake kidnapping and all that other stuff. So now he's in the focus. People are trying to figure out whether he goes back to Empire. And apparently his agent has shopped him around a little bit to see if somebody would hire him to be an actor in a movie. And the general response so far is N-O, no, because he's too hot. And, sometimes you think about what these people think about. I guess it would depend on, let's say it was a porn movie. Yeah, he'd probably be very good. And I'm not suggesting that's what he wants to do. But more notoriety when you got there. Like, what's her face? Stormy Daniels? If she were in, I think she, did she do an X-rated movie after the Donald Trump thing?
I don't know. I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Well, if that's the case.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.